joy to have her with us over this last weekend. And I'm going to share a little story from my perspective just to give you a little indication about her. I think I met Kim probably 15 years ago, and I was hanging out with her kids. They all play sports, and we were playing ball together. And, you know, I remember she was a single mom with five kids and really didn't have a whole lot of money. I mean, I could tell that they struggled, and my heart went out to her. And I met many people in situations like that. But I have to tell you something. For her to be where she's at today, traveling as an anointed minister of the Lord, is an absolute testimony to the fact that God is faithful. I mean, the gift that's inside of her is real. It's wonderful. It's pure. And the fact that God did that and brought her out of the pit and the miry clay and is using her the way he's using her is a testimony to me about the faithfulness of God. So I want to introduce my dear friend Kim. She's going to come up here and minister. And it's going to be a great day. She'll teach for a little bit, and then we're going to give her a little time to just minister at the end. So we might be here for quite a while today. But we'll get you all dismissed early if we need to. So, Kim, we love you. We're excited to have you here.
Good morning, church. Listening to the songs that we sang this morning, wow, what a powerful God we serve. What a powerful God we serve. I was just thinking, sitting there on the front row, wow, you know, if we would get those words in our spirit 24/7, and we didn't just sing about it on Sunday morning, but we sang about it Sunday through Saturday and put those words in our belief system, what would happen to us? What would happen to us? Amen. There's a scripture that keeps coming to me that nations will rise to the light. Nations will rise. What? To personality? To power? Huh? To the light. To the light of his glory. That's what changes nations. That's what changes lives, is the glory and the power and the presence and the love of Christ. That's his glory. How many of you want his glory this morning? I mean, it's here this morning. There's nothing scary that's going to happen here this morning. Jesus isn't scary. Jesus is supernatural. And you and I, we are children of the throne room of God. You and I were meant to be in his presence. We were meant to be in his presence. We are children of the supernatural realm. That's who we are. That's who we are. And how many of you know, for the longest time, hundreds and hundreds of years, probably thousands of years actually, man has hungered to know what's on the other side of those clouds. Huh? There is a deep, deep desire that God has placed within man to reach for something supernatural. Is that true?
Yep.
Is that right? I always say, you know, Derek, I always say this, that Satan, the god of this world, he brought all the sorrow and the sickness and the oppression. Amen. He's the one that brought us all of our problems. He's the one that brought us all of our trouble. Glory to God. Now, I say glory to God because I'm already thinking ahead of time, not glory to God at that. But Jesus Christ was always going to come one day to be that answer. He was always going to come. He was always going to come. And the Bible says at the right time. Because you know, there are the appointed times of God. There are the kairos seasons of God. Amen. Where certain parts of his will is done. Like, we are waiting for the second return of Christ. That's a kairos time. I said that's a kairos time. And so, when the right time came, and aren't you glad it did? Yeah. I said, and aren't you glad it did?
Amen.
Jesus Christ, wrapped up in the love of God. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Don't wonder what your father looks like any longer. Don't wonder what your father, what is God really like? I am He. And what I do these next 3.5 years in my ministry is a call, is an invitation that whosoever will can come and draw. Amen. From the love of God, from that power. Amen. So God sent His Son to be the answer to all the problems, to all the heartache, to all the oppression. You know, I say it like this. When Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, every bit of darkness, every type of oppression, every kind of vice that the enemy could ever concoct in his sick mind was placed upon our Savior. And when He died, He took it all with Him, but they didn't know it. They did not know that was going to happen. And He did it for you and He did it for me. So He has come. Amen. He's already come. He has already come. And He did His work, yes? Because the Bible says that when He finished, when He said it is finished, He finished it. It's done. He didn't leave anything on the field. It was done for you and for me. Everything that Christ was ever going to do, He's already done it for you. He's already done it. Your chains that bind you are truly broken. All He needs you to do is agree with Him. Huh? All He needs you to do is neglect darkness. Reject the words that come to you constantly over. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. See, that's oppression. The enemy wants to keep you locked up and bound in your past. Even though everything within you loves God, He sees you. He knows you. Be free in Jesus' name. He sees you. He loves you. He knows you. He knows you love Him. But He wants you to know this morning, I'm glad you love me, but I want you to know I love you. I love you. I love you. He loves me. Can you say that? Can you say that? He loves me. Yeah. He loves me. He loves me. Oh, He loves me. Say it. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Oh, He loves me. Do you know the love of God? I was saying this yesterday. We always tell the Father how much we love Him. You know why? Because you want His love. That's why. We don't know what else to do. We are so desperate for His touch. Are you desperate for a touch of God? Does your heart ever feel like a dry, thirsty ground? You need the river of God. You need the touch of God on your heart. And so what we do is, see, we're saying, oh, Father, I want Your love. How many of you feel that way? I want God's love. I guess what? Can I just tell you something real quick here? 7 years ago, my husband died. Scary thing. He was a full-time minister. We didn't have a 401k. We depended upon the offerings of the church. Amen. Some people have big 401ks. We didn't. I would say Satan never says something you couldn't believe. He always tells you what you could believe. He doesn't waste any time. Huh? So now I'm a single mother. My husband's dead. He's gone. We just buried him. Heavy. Yes? And I go to bed every night and I think about the home we're living in, and I think about my children's future. How will this happen? How will this work? And so for 6 weeks, night, and mostly at night, but through the day also, there was a tormenting spirit that came to me at night. And he would say to me, right when I would go to bed at night, you're never going to make it. You can't make it. You don't have the ability to stay in that house. You're not going to make it in the ministry. Your husband was the front minister, not you. So he tells you what you could believe. And I stood on the word of God. Can I just tell you that God did not make it easy for me? He didn't have to make it easy. He's already made it easy. All you have to do is trust the word. I know, but the oppression. I know, but the darkness. I know, but the words that you could believe. See, something in you believes those things, or it wouldn't have a place in you. Huh? He has no rival. But he does. I said, but he does. In theory, you know he doesn't have a rival. But in your own life, when nobody's looking at you and the doors are shut, he has a rival. Sorry. He has a rival. You're struggling back and forth. You keep going back and forth from light into darkness. And that's instability. You cannot be stable in Christ, be strong in the Lord, and grow like you want to until you side with light. Until you make a decision, I am siding here. I'm not moving. The word is either the truth or it is not the truth. And I'm going to find out, because all I'm going to put in my mouth is the word of God. And that spirit tormented me, and I stood on the word, and I stood on the word. And you know what? Eventually, this went on for weeks. And there was one point at night that the spirit of God said, it was almost kind of like Glenda the Good Witch. Sorry. Remember with Dorothy, wanted to give the witch the red shoes, and Glenda comes behind her and said, points right at the witch, and she says, she wouldn't want those slippers if they weren't so powerful. God spoke to me and he said, interesting, isn't it? His choice of words are, you're never going to make it. I think he knows you are going to make it. That's why he keeps telling me, pick it up. Believe what I'm saying. I was poised for victory. And he could see it. Some of you right now, you are poised for victory. You are poised for victory. And how are you going to move into this victory? You're going to decide. You will decide. I set before you life and death. Blessing and cursing, you will choose. You're going to choose. What you are today, what you possess in Christ, is all the right or wrong thoughts that you've chose. I'm already preaching, and that was not my message.
That's all right.
Here's what I wanted to tell you about the love of God, because see, I'm a girl. I can go here, there, and I can get right back. So what happened was, I was getting tired because I wasn't sleeping. That's what the devil does. He was tempted in all points, like you. You think Jesus might have had some sleepless nights at times? I think he probably did. So he knows what you're going through. Trust that. When you're going through a really, really difficult time, and it seems like forever, like you can't get out of it, side with the word. There is no temptation that has touched me. Isn't that what the word says? Instead of saying, oh my God, how much longer? I don't think I can make it much longer. You say, there is no temptation that can touch me but such as common to man. In other words, what you're going through, even though it's difficult, it's not greater than any human being has gone through. God doesn't allow him to test you beyond your point. Did you just hear what I said? So see, even in situations like that, you have to fight. You can't just lay down and let the devil roll all over you. That's what we've done. And we've held on to a Jesus that we love, but we've not been able to receive the victory that Christ died to give us. Until 6 weeks later, I was very, very tired. And I said, Father, I can't go much longer. I can't. And I'm speaking the word, so I know that I'm not depending upon my own wisdom, because I'm speaking the word of God. I know what I know in whom I have believed in. I am persuaded. Come on, church. There are some things you've got to be persuaded, fully persuaded, fully persuaded, fully persuaded, fully persuaded. One thing you've got to be fully persuaded of is that God is good. You don't go any further till you can say it, but I mean your heart says it. God has done me no wrong. I'm in a battle. He said I was. This is warfare. That's all it is. It does not speak of God's love for me. We have to keep God. Oh, we have to render God harmless. He's harmless. And only you can do that. You've got to keep him harmless in your heart. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We go back and forth. One minute we're mad at him, the next minute we trust that we can't any longer. That division in your heart, it's eroding your faith and your strength. This is all God this morning for somebody, some of you, right? So that one morning I woke up, I said, Father, I can't stand much longer. I can't do this. I'm so tired. I know I love you. I know, I believe that you can do all things. I believe I will live in this house as long as I decide. I believe that if you've called me, I will go forth. And all of a sudden, that's why I love him so. He spoke to me. And he said, Kim, lift your hands and begin to thank me that I love you. Now, church, I just lost my husband. Do you think I felt like God loved me? Faithful. God was unfaithful. Unfaithful to his word. Unfaithful to you. You're the one that decides what you believe. I said, and you got to know, I'm tired and I'm broken. My heart is broken. My heart is broken. My husband died. And when you're one with someone, that's your future goes with them. I never knew my own future. My future was with him and what we were doing in ministry. You understand? So half-heartedly I go, Father, thank you that you love me. He said, well, say it like you mean it. Father, thank you that you love me. Say it again. Father, thank you that you love me. The third time I said it, now I know these things don't happen to everybody. Sometimes these things happen through other people so they can help you. But in that moment, I was one with God's heart, and I could feel, I understood. Oh, I felt the pain that God had in that moment because he loved me so much, and I really did not believe it. And that hurt that I was causing God was far greater than the pain that I was feeling. And so I reached for him. Come on. For real. I reached for him and I said, Father, I'm so sorry. I know you love me. You love me, Lord. You love me with an everlasting love. And like that, the chains fell. The oppression was gone. My mind was at peace. Everything about me was in a place of quiet and peace. And I started praising the Lord. I said, oh my God, Lord, what happened? What happened here? He said, you simply received my love. And he said, in perfect love, cast out fear. Perfect love, cast out fear. What I learned there is that the love of God must be received. We must believe it and receive it. And the more you call upon it, the more you celebrate it, the more you praising for it, it begins to grow in you. I don't know how else to say it. It begins to manifest. So that's why I say, lift your hands up and say, Father, I thank you that you love me. What would happen to you? Begin to worship the Lord. What would happen to you if you really, 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 really knew that God loved you? Would there be anything that you would fear? Is there anything that could touch you? Even a huge deficit financially could not touch you, because you know deep within it's just a matter of time and that's going to be solved. He loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Can you sing it? How he loves me so. Thank you, Jesus. He loves me. Yes, he does. He loves me. He loves me. You know something? What happens is when you begin to receive that love, when you begin to receive that love, guess what happens? That love begins to come out of you. Huh? Oh, then things begin to get real interesting. Yeah. Because guess what? Your love for mankind begins to grow. And everything in you wants to minister hope. What am I talking about? You become a supply. You become a supply of the Spirit. And you become change. That's how we become change. Being in His presence, receiving His love. Being in His presence, receiving His love. Being in His presence, receiving His love. His love. Being in His presence, receiving His love. Being in His presence, receiving His love. We get our joy back. Our faith is renewed in the one that we love. And this time it's for real. We really know who we are serving. And no man can take it. Uh-uh. No man can take it. No man can take it from you. Uh-uh. Devil can't take it. Man can't take it. I won't let him. I won't let him. So you have to protect your faith. You have to protect what you believe. I am persuaded. What are you persuaded of? I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, angels. Well, how does that go? No principality, no powers of darkness, nothing above, beneath, around, nothing. can separate me from the love of God. No, that's right, nor height nor depth. Yayo raha shelela mahasa. Nando rahasta nebala bahaya donerehese bahata. Yavunda la bahaya kenene mahasa. Sisi bala bahare unda la bahandolo husha bahase. Sisi bahate. Sisi bahate. Sisi bahate sebenda bahandolo mahase. Shito tu kubros tala behefe. Ne ne bastili bikandolo mahasa. Thank you, Lord. Strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is a shaking that's going on. God is shaking things. Some things have been shaken loose. Some things have fallen off of you, and some things have fallen off your life. Relationships. Lord says, I'm the one that's doing it. I'm shaking things back. I'm shaking things into a new place. And you are finding your place in the shaking. In the shaking. And where's the shaking coming from? Some of the shaking is the Lord, but some of the shaking is the enemy. God is shaking things. He's shaking things. See, he's done, church. Listen. God's finished. God is finished with the old things. God's done. God's done. He's done with the old plan. Huh? He's done with the old paradigm. Now guess what's coming? We're coming into the fullness of all things. Fullness of everything. This is the ending of the Gentile dispensation. Anyone that's not a Jew is a... And we're the ones that are looking for the second coming of Christ, and it's right upon us. And the Bible talks about those that are alive in that day and that hour. You're going to come into the fullness of all things. Everything that Jesus Christ died to give you. You think you've tasted everything that Jesus Christ... Come on, we have not. There is great power. Far greater manifestations of the Spirit must come. Must come. And so God has to change our thinking. The way we've done church is done. We've got to come up higher. Much, 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 much higher. Okay? When you get to heaven, what do you think you're going to see besides Jesus? Cities of gold. We're going to see angels. And some angels are weird looking. Yeah? And we're going to be in a glory. Oh, I know people who have died and gone to heaven. Gary Wood just died. I don't know if any of you know who Gary was, but he died and went to heaven. And he was just on Sid Roth a couple of weeks ago, and he died last Monday in Wisconsin. And when my husband died, Gary Wood called me, and he being funny, I've been there. Do you know? You know the barns, the story about the barns being full of parts. That came from Gary. Gary saw that. And if you need an eye here, it's there. And angels come and bring them. Church, we're coming into a time where the glory of God will fill, and it has happened in some of my meetings, where it is a cloud. And nobody can move, and not a child or a baby, not even a baby cries. The glory of God comes. It's not spooky, it's glory. And when you're under this glory, there's nothing like it in the world. There's nothing like it in the world. And when you come into glory, you are changed. Oh, let's go there for just a second. Can we just go there? Okay, who's our example besides Christ? Moses. And I'm not preaching this message, but I have a fabulous message on going to the mountain, because that's where we're going. And I had a friend that was in a meeting of mine a couple of years ago when the Holy Spirit first gave me that message. I've only spoke it 4 times. And every time I preach it, there is a power. There is the fear of God that comes, and then the glory comes. 4 times I've only been able to give the message, but this friend of mine that heard it said that he was just with Reinhard Bonnke, and he was preaching the very exact message. It's where we're going, church. God said, come up. If God did it once, he can do it again. Now, do I mean we're going to climb a mountain, go see with God and have lunch with him? No. What I'm saying is he's calling us up to where he is at. I love the song we sang today where it says that Jesus Christ revealed his Father to us. John 17. It's time, church, that we know what's ours. What is our inheritance? We don't have to go to heaven to have peace. We don't have to go to heaven to have joy. We don't have to go to heaven to be healed. We don't have to go to heaven to receive the kingdom that's already been given to us. Now, when we go to heaven, for sure, we're going to have it in abundance, without measure. But we must have it here. We've got to have our joy now. But anyway, Moses went to the mountain, and he was face to face with God. Amen. And he was under the glory for 40 days. And when Moses left the mountain, the Bible says that he glowed so bright that they asked him to put a veil over his face. Church, that's Old Testament. I said that's Old Testament. We should be coming into that by now. He was in the glory of God. And imagine if you're in the power and the presence and the glory of God for 40, just 40 days. What would that do to you? You think it might mess you up just a little bit? You think you might be thinking a little bit differently? You think some chains might fall off? You think you might be convinced of holiness and righteousness? Without these things, we will not see God. Oh, yeah, we do. We see it. Because when he came to the foot of the mountain and he was seeing them worshiping the golden calf, he had a righteous indignation. Why? Because he was in the presence of holiness. Very fast, very quickly. This is another message that I preach. It's where we're going, church. It's where we're going. Where are we going? Behind the veil. We have got to get in the presence of God. Think about where you're at. Think about where you're at in your prayer life. Don't want to know. I kind of have an idea. Can you see that you might need to go up a little bit more? Can you see that you need to be changed in his likeness? Yes? Yeah. Can you see that you might need to know him a little bit more? Well, how many of you know that God wants it more than you want it? He wants it way more than you want it. He wants to put some things in you that you don't have that you need for the coming days. Huh? There's a strength that we're going to have to walk in. But we're walking in the glory of God at the same time. There's a strength we must have to stand strong in the face of darkness. Do you understand? How many of you feel the darkness now like you've never felt it before? Yeah? Well, guess what? God's power is greater than that darkness. God's light is greater than that darkness. And we've got to carry that light. And when we come into a room, and maybe there's some bad people in that room that we're going to try to do something evil, they can't, because you possess the glory of God. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Where should we be? You want to know what you should be doing right now? Assignment. Pressing in prayer. You know what? That's an old term. When I was a kid, is this okay? Because this was really not what... When I was a kid, my Pentecostal pastor used to say, if you do not love Jesus Christ more now than you did when you first got saved, make your way to the altar. Come on. Make your way to the altar. He didn't say, I'm going to lay hands on you in 5 minutes. The glory is going to come. No. Nobody can do your repenting. Nobody can do your hungering. You've got to get that all on your own. But services like this are to impart hunger.
Yeah.
And when you hunger and you thirst, what happens in the natural when you hunger and you thirst? You have got to have something to eat. Huh? You have got to have something to drink. Well, guess what? That's where the church is at. And we've misunderstood what was going on. So religion will not do it. Is that right? Huh? I would not be a good Catholic. That would not hold me. I said that in New Jersey not long ago, and a lot of people got mad because a bunch of them were Catholics, you know. But I'm just saying, religion could never hold me. It's relationship. It's relationship. Oh, yeah. And so what God does is he begins to produce hunger on the inside of you. How do you know you're hungry? Because there's something on the inside of you that says there's nothing. Nothing satisfies me any longer. The things that used to satisfy me doesn't even do it anymore. And so you know what you do? If you're not a practicing believer, you continue shopping more. If you're not a practicing believer, you spend more time on the video games. Jesus said to the woman that was at the well, "Woman, if you knew who was standing before you, you'd be asking me for a drink of water." Did Jesus say there is a well within you? Come on. There's a well. I remember, Derek, when we were all hanging out in Blue Springs. You know, when Jordan, when I was a single mom, like you were saying. Oh, yes, right here. When I was a single mother, I was going through tragic things. The devil, if he had a chance to destroy me, it was then. And I felt it. And I said, "Father, you said in the word that there was in us a well. And that if I have the living water, and you promised that if you have the living water, you will never thirst again. How come I thirst?" And Jesus said simply, "It's because you're not drawing from the well. You got to drink. You got to take a drink." And he said, "You know, if you can fill yourself up with anything other than me," because you can, but they won't satisfy. "But as long as you keep going after other things that will satisfy you, I will never be able to satisfy you." See, that's building other cisterns. Remember when he was talking about that? You built for yourself another cistern. You came off of my... and tried to build your own. See, this is where we're at. Did it work? Are you thirsty? See, how do you know you're thirsty? It's because there's nothing that satisfies. You're not content. That's a good thing, because you don't drink when you're not thirsty, and you don't eat when you're not hungry. You're hungry. And the Lord said to me, he said, "Hunger and thirst is not meant to drive you crazy. It's meant to drive you to your knees." And what do you do there? You pray till you reach heaven. How many old timers I got here that know what I'm talking about? You would get to the altar and you would begin to press into the presence of God. And many times you don't get there like that. You keep pressing. Every day, you keep pressing. And there comes that day. Woo! Comes that day when there's the breakthrough into, it's like you're going from the outer court to the inner court into the Holy of Holies. And that's where you want to abide. And it takes time to get there. And it's brilliant the way God does it, because it's all according to hunger. If you're really hungry for God, you'll stay with it. I said, if you're really hungry for God, you'll stay with it. You know, I was talking to Jordan last night about a place in my life. I've been through some difficult stuff, guys. I have been through some very hard, hard places. And I won't go into my whole story, but I went through a very terrible divorce years ago because I was abused. And he kidnapped my children. for 2 years I did not have my kids. And I'm not, this is not an expression. It's literally what I did. I literally slid down the wall. When morning came and all my children were gone. And in that moment, I was so angry with God. I was angry with Him. Everything in me said, Lord, I did what you wanted me to do. I have been faithful. I was so mad. I was so angry. You know, God can handle it if you're mad. But here's the one thing that happens when you get angry with God. You shut Him out. He's trying to reach you, but you won't have it. Am I talking to anybody here this morning? I'm being very real. And I'll tell you what happened. This is what happened to me. See, you have to want God. God can't make you want Him. You have to want Him. That's what I'm saying. In a dark, hard, difficult place like that where the enemy was trying to take me out, you, because the things you believed in, and you had to stay fully persuaded. Because the enemy can rob you of your faith. But here's what I did, very short. My mother would go to work, and I would go in her bedroom, in her small bathroom, and I said, Father, I don't know what to do. I'm so mad. I'm so angry with you, and I'm so angry with Him, and I'm just, and the Holy Spirit just said, you know what to do. You know what to do. I said, pray? I can't pray. I'm so mad. He didn't say anything. So, Lord Jesus, what do I do? He said, you know what to do. I said, okay, I can't pray. But He wouldn't say anything else. And so I laid on that floor for 2 hours every day for 2 months. Never felt a thing. When I would try to draw from within, when I would try to pray in the Spirit, because you know the Bible says when you don't know how to pray, what do you do? What do you do? You pray in other tongues. I tried and tried and tried to pray in the Spirit, but it was like brass. It felt like it was just falling to the ground. Have you ever been there before? I did this day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, and nothing. But I told Jordan after a while, I don't know when it was, 3 weeks or a month, got to a point where I was excited to get on the ground, but nothing was happening in the natural. I didn't feel goosebumps. I didn't feel anything. But my spirit man was getting something as I laid on that floor and began to pray in the Spirit. And there came a day when I was just being faithful to do what God asked me to do. He has the hard part. He has the hard part. His part is the delivering part. I can't do that. Only God can do that. But I must make myself available. I must obey the word of the Lord. Amen. It's all He's asking you to do is do what I've asked you to do and trust me. And so I got on my face, and there was a morning when I got lightning, the Lord, and I began to pray in the Spirit. When I say like a flash of lightning, the Spirit of God spoke in my spirit, and He said, Ezekiel 37. So I turned to Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me. That's another word for the Holy Spirit came upon me, and He brought me out by the Spirit, or the hand of the Lord. And I was going to go on and read some more, and the Lord's like, no, 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 go right back, go right back. The hand of the Lord is upon me. He said, say it again. I'm prophesying. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Say it again. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Say it again. The hand of the Lord is upon me. See, when you think He's not, you live like He's not. But when you believe He is, because He is, His hand is on you, you'll walk with His hand on you. And so He said, say it. The hand of the Lord is upon me. And He said, and you say, and He is bringing me out. And when I did, the fire of God hit me. I began to laugh and I began to cry. And when I got off that floor, I was changed. I was changed into a new person. I had a strength I never had before. I had wisdom. Who is the wisdom? The wisdom is the Holy Ghost. I had the wisdom of the Spirit on the inside of me, and He began to direct my course, and He began to show me my next step, and He began to help me to check my emotions and my spirit and get all that cleared up. And I forgave my husband, and I loved the Lord more than I ever loved Him before. And He brought me out. I got my kids back. I started my ministry 2 years later, I think it was. And the rest is history. I said, the rest is history. All because in the hardest, darkest place of my life. Now, when Greg died, I was there too. But it wasn't as hard as this. But I think that was leading to Greg's death so that I could stay while God was getting me in my own full-time ministry. Does that make sense? Your pain and suffering is not for nothing. It's working an exceeding great joy. It's working, yes, an exceeding glory. Trials and pain and suffering, when you do it with the Lord, some things are of God and some things are of the devil. Most of that kind of stuff does come from the devil. Doesn't matter. If you respond with the right heart and you trust the Lord, you always come out the winner. And you don't know how long. But can I tell you something? Any trial you've been in that took a long time, if you really did go through it with the Lord, you come out with a greater glory than you did before where you were at. And that's how you become the ability of the Holy Spirit to minister to people where you were at. And that's how you become a supply of the Spirit. How many of you want to be a supply of the Spirit? You do. And how many of you want to come into the greater measures of the glory of God? Because He needs you. He needs you to be there. He needs you to be where He's at so that He can touch you. He needs you to come. He needs you to come into His presence. How many of you want to say, Lord, I will come into Your presence. Lord, I will come. And I will let You show me things that I've never seen before. Sing it with me, Derek. In Your presence. Sing, sing, sing. That's where I am strong. In Your presence. Oh, Lord, my God. In Your presence. Where I am strong, seeking Your face, touching Your grace. In the cleft of the rock, in Your presence, oh Lord. Oh, that's where I am strong, in Your presence. that's where I am strong, seeking your face, touching your grace in the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh Lord.
You know what, I like moments like this because you all know my preaching. Like, I'm pretty linear. This is called the Word and the Spirit. We teach the Bible, and I try to be practical, but there's a balance with God. That balance is called the Word and the Spirit, and they agree. And I just can't help but feel the Holy Spirit's here this morning. And it's a really wonderful opportunity in an arena to have a little ministry time. So we're just going to do that for the rest of the service here. If you need to get your children and, you know, need to be dismissed, you're welcome to do that. You're free to do that. But I don't want to miss a moment like this. I feel like we're in a moment, and we've been priming a well. You know, he talked about that well. I feel like the water of the well, you know, is in this place. So if you need to be dismissed, you're free to grab kids, do whatever. But it's just a moment right here. We're going to take opportunity, and Kim is going to just minister a little prophetically. I like that prophetic touch that she brings, because there's something here that's real, something powerful. Father, we just love you. We thank you this morning that you're here, Lord, that you're free to move. In Jesus' name.
Okay, all right. I want you to press with us, okay? Press in and give your heart to what is happening now. You're not going to be entertained. You're going to have what you put into this. Does that make sense? If you want a touch from God, let's reach. We're going to reach for God. Amen. We're going to come into the presence of God. We're going to come into the presence of God. Hallelujah. In the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, fill this place with your glory. We're hungry for you, Lord Jesus. We're so hungry, Lord. We're so hungry for you, Lord. We're so thirsty for you, Lord Jesus. We need your touch. We need your touch, oh God. We need to be moved into a new place in glory, Father. We're hungry for it. We'll do whatever we need to do, God, to receive that touch. We'll do whatever we need to do, Lord, to move into that place of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Sandola mahaya korahashe la mahata. Yandola mahande de la mashiki kakari andola masanda. Sinde de di andola maharia shele la la masata. Yandora bashe tete brakeste. Yandem brastindi beyondola maharia sende de masata. If you speak in other tongues, I want you to begin to reach God with your tongue right now. Sando rashete. Landola mahande le masi, she andonga rahaste, yele brandolo bahandolo bashi si candele la masanda, isi tonda rahavri andolo mahandolo mashi, si kunga kangala bahandele la masata. I am thine, O Lord, I am thine, O Lord, I am thine, O Lord, hallelujah. I am yours, O Lord, I am yours, O Lord. I am yours, O Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take all of me, take all of me, take all of me, so that I can have all of you, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sando la 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 mashiti, unda la 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 masandai, o rashiti barniando rahasi kingele bahanda, sindolo bahamria sikanda la 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 masanda. How many of you are feeling like you're pressing closer to God? Can I tell you something? And as you continue to pray quietly in the Spirit, let me say something. I want to give a little instruction. Praying in the Holy Ghost, we have tongues for a purpose. There's a reason for it. You know, if you lived in Italy, they have their own language. France has their own language. Africa has their own language. Amen. Africans have their own language. Americans, we have our own language. But then you have a dual citizenship. You also have a citizenship of heaven. And they have their own language. And that's your spiritual language. And that's how you reach your Father. I will pray in the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding, which literally just simply means that I can pray in English, but I will also pray in the Spirit. So there is praying in the Spirit, okay? But then there's Jude, the book of Jude's one chapter. And he said that he will strengthen himself, or he will build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Building yourself up. If you look that up, it actually means to strengthen. It also means to organize. How many of you need the organization, the divine order of God for your life? The order of God. You're going to get that praying in the Spirit. And when I travel, I always ask people, how many of you pray for at least 15, 20 minutes every day in the Spirit? And most people don't. That's why we're weak. That's why we've lost so much in the Spirit. Because people, you have to build yourself up. You have to stir yourself up. You have to strengthen yourself up. So let's stand up. I want you to stand up, and I want you to start praying in or speaking. Just speaking in other tongues. Let's speak in other tongues. You don't know what to speak to God about. You don't even really know where you're at in the Lord, but God does. So reach for Him. Praying in the Spirit. Shikarata. Sindolabahambria siti. Shiti di balahambria sendele masata. Shikabambabaratandele basiton de la bahanda. Shinalalamasi candele de la masata. Shitandele de la masandolamasamba babalamahanda. Hiko rabababalamahandele nanamasi. Shitandele lalamasandele lalamasanda. Reach for God, church. Reach for Him. Shitondalamahambra. Sikamba babalamahandele lalamasata. Shitondorabababalamahandele lalamasandai. Shitondalamasata. Shitondalamasande. Siko babababakatete babababalamananamasanda. I need you, God. I need you, God. I need you, God. I reach for you, Lord. Shila la 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 masata. Shiko ba 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 la mahandai. Oh, so sa ba 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 la mahandele la masandai. Oh, ra ba 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 kandele na 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 masiko ba 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 la mahandai. Hallelujah. Shala la 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 masata. Shiu ra ba handele la la masata. Shika ba 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 la mahandele na masiko ba 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 la mahandai. Thank you, Lord, for that shift. Thank you for that shift, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that shift, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that shift. Shift, the shift of the Spirit. Things are changing. Things are moving. Things are changing. Things are moving. Shiko ba 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 ga la ba hando la ba hata. Sheten le le la 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 masika. Oh wa 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 la mahaya le le la masik ba 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 la mahanda. O dana nine nine dana mahinda le le mahanda la la masata. Shura ba 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 hande le la la mahata. Father, in the name of Jesus, sir, what can I pray for you about? Do you need a healing? Where do you need a healing? Strength? His knees? Oh, Father, thank you for your love for this precious man. Oh, the Lord is the strength of your life. Father God says, I am your strength, son. I am your strength. In Psalm 27:1, remember I said, for the Lord is the strength and the defense of my life. Whom shall I fear? Put those words in your mouth. And as you begin to speak them, you'll begin to see, ha, that you feel so much stronger, that strength is being renewed as you rely on my word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for that strength of God that's coming into his body right now. We command those knees to be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. because you still have some work to do. Hallelujah. And the Lord says you will finish your race in the strength of God. The Bible says, as your days, so is your strength. Strength, mother. Oh, my. Hear the word of the Lord. Strength, mother. Strength, mother. You are a mother. You are a mama of the faith. And God says he's going to give you strength to bring forth those children. Ha! Shekabababanama. Shatanderelamahandololomasandai. Faith and strength to bring forth the children, the new offspring of the kingdom of God. Remember that scripture? It says that she had no strength to bring forth. Yeah? God says, I'm going to give you the strength. God's going to give you the strength to bear down and bring forth those children into the kingdom of God. And God, we give you praise. And we thank you for a mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost, infusing her and strengthening her. Ha! And refreshing. The Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of
Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of
Spirit of the Lord.
Refreshing from heaven, Spirit, rejoice.
Woo! Glory. Hallelujah.
Spirit of the Lord. Joy of the Lord, place of morning. Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, we love you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Woo, Sandala Mosika Baranasa. Yes. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord gives you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Ah, you reach for the Lord and God touches now in the name of Jesus. Heal, restore, strengthen, make new. In Jesus' name. Make new. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my. What a beautiful, beautiful spirit. My. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, thank you, Father, for all that she possesses. Oh, Father, thank you for all that she possesses, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that for that which is in her, God. Oh, Father, she reaches for you, Lord, and now you touch her. You touch her, and you make her whole. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, a new strength, a new strength, a new strength, a new strength. A new strength, a new strength, a new strength, a new strength. In the name, in the name, in the name. In the name, you're going to get a second wind. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. And you will finish. We're all going to finish our race, but you will finish your race in the strength and the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Father, give her more than she has. Oh, God's going to give you so much more, and you have. But God's going to, oh, my, 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 the downloads of the Spirit in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, Father, bring him into these new things. Show him what is yours. Oh, Father, thank you that you're going to draw him and bring him into deeper places of you, God. Only you can do it. I thank you, Lord, that you're working in him, Lord, to will for these things. And as you pick up this will, God's will be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God. 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 Fall fresh. Fall fresh, fall fresh, fall fresh, fall fresh, fall fresh on me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, fall fresh, oh God, fall fresh in the name of Jesus. A new touch, a new wave of the Spirit being released in this place, being released in this place, being released in this place, being released in this place. Being released in this place, being released in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. In your presence, oh Lord, in your presence, oh Lord, in your presence, oh Lord, in your presence, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for this year.